Act 1, Scene 10. Lola Luminescence, an extravagantly appointed drag queen, is completing her makeup and headdress in a messy club dressing room. We notice the glaring juxtaposition between her bare boxer's bottom half and the elaborately painted prosthetic breasts, intricate face, and elaborate headdress. The bottom half looks much smaller than the top. Lola's face is a mask of perfect concentration, applying her embellishments with the ease of practice and excellence. This is a meditative practice for her. The mirror-framed shot takes in both her profile and the full-on front face, with the door and a sofa in the background. We see translucent colors swirl in the mirror around Lola's head, reaching out of the mirror to surround her adorned head and shoulders, weaving back again around the mirror face, like an infinity breeze of color between the mirror world and the real world. The colors seem to create the intricate patterns she is painting on her face and chest. In the mirror, we see Ned enter the door behind Lola. The colors breeze away like smoke, waved by a hand as Lola's eyes come into focus. Her hand slowly lowers to the table, and her glance in the mirror catches Ned's eyes. She doesn't turn around through the conversation. Lola's face betrays relief, and we see her body relax a bit. She resumes applying makeup, but in a more efficient, less meditative way.
Oh, thank God. I was beginning to wonder if I was on my own here. I would have pulled it off, mind you. I have done it before, and I will do it again.
Not while I'm around.
I didn't mean...
Never mind. I know what you meant. I'm here.
Yes, you are. Well, old man, how's my face?
Perfect as always.
It better be. I've been here so long my bum's numb. Let me guess. Astrid's just starting setup. Does she at least have some help? I can't do anything for her like this.
You know her. It'll all come together.
I'm not worried, for once. It's nice being part of the act instead of the main event.
You're the main event wherever you go.
I know it.
Ned sits on a sunken, cracked, leatherette sofa so he can see Lola in the mirror and Lola can see him. The entire conversation so far has been through the mirror, and this continues. Although her makeup looks perfect, Lola continues refining, leaning into the mirror to avoid eye contact at different points in the conversation. We primarily see the mirror.
This is the first show she's done in 3 months. It's a big deal. It's for you.
It's for the kids.
You know what I'm saying.
It's not like that with Astrid. We know what each other are. You of all people should understand.
Me of all people?
Don't play. You know why.
Because I'm ace?
Yes, that's me and Astrid. We're aces for each other.
That's not how it works. What you're saying is that you're platonic friends.
What else would we be?
You'd be some kinky queen toying with the affections of my impressionable stepdaughter.
A crush? Tu penses qu'elle est des petits bougnards pour moi?
Now who's playing? It's just, she's been through a lot, and she's not ready for a real relationship. So I think maybe she's latching onto you to avoid seeking real intimacy with someone who will still want to be with her.
Seriously? Are you calling her a fag hag? Wow, Ned, I can't begin to tell you how many things are wrong with every word you said. I love you, but you don't see Astrid. You still see that lost little girl at Ron's funeral. The teenager you failed. The hurt young person in crisis that you had to save. Astrid is not a little girl who doesn't talk. She's everything. The coolest person alive. I love her, and I wouldn't let her hurt herself on someone like me. We geek out together over music gear, and we get each other's rhythm. It's lovely and innocent. And don't tell me she doesn't need a friend with two legs, even if it's me.
Well, you sure put me in my place. Quit futzing. You'll overblend. Shall we get you into this monstrosity?
Ned gestures to Lola's elaborate costume, and the two begin moving the difficult process of getting Lola into the dress. It is clear she could not do this alone.